Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Celebrations in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood continue this Saturday after the death of former Cuban President Fidel Castro.
I shouldn't be happy because a person has died, but he separated my family. My parents never got to see Cuba again, so today I rejoice for this.
Castro died Friday at the age of 90. His brother, President Raul Castro, confirmed his death on state media Friday night. He added that a funeral organizing committee will bring to the Cuban people detailed information on the organization of the tribute for the founder of the Cuban Revolution. Fidel Castro made Cuba the first communist country in Western Hemisphere. Under Castro, Cuba became a one-party communist state. Industry and businesses were nationalized, and socialist reforms were implemented throughout the country.
Castro became an activist for the poor and promised democracy, but he went on to rule Cuba for more than 40 years with an iron fist. In 2006, Castro temporarily handed over some of his powers to his younger brother Raul as he battled health problems. That same year, Cuban TV broadcast the celebrations of his 80th birthday, which included a meeting from his bed with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Many are left to ponder now whether the communist government Castro worked so hard to hold together will continue under the power of his brother.
That was Karen Travers reporting. And the United States restored diplomatic relations with Cuba on July 20th of last year and managed to maintain the commercial, economic, and financial embargo against the island. President Obama, however, has moved aggressively to restore economic relations with the country, implementing a number of changes as recently as October 2016. This is VOA News.